Let's go.
And welcome to the Snitcher Lens podcast for a brand new week. My friend of 20 years, Mr. Lindsay Price, sitting across the desk from me once again. Lindsay, how are you?
I'm good, man. Great. What's happening?
Oh, mate, so much this week. We are officially on holidays! So you can all suck it. We're not going to do a podcast. We're just going to give you this intro, tell you we're on holidays, and leave.
Let's just do it.
Nah, I'm kidding.
No, we better do a podcast. We've got the prep.
The thing is, even when we're on holidays, Lindsay, we're still working.
We are still
working for the people.
So the listeners of this podcast should be appreciative. Because appreciative.
Yeah, that's a way to get the listeners in. Be appreciative.
Be appreciative. Because we've come in on our holidays.
Yeah, that's true.
Spread the joy.
Yeah, we are. Man, so much joy to spread. We are going to be talking specifically about what we've got planned for the holidays, Linz, man. And oh my goodness.
What have you
wait
got planned?
Wait until you hear what I've got planned for these holidays. Linz, man, also, there's going to be a return of something, okay?
What?
You don't know what it is yet, but there's something that is we've spoken about previously in the podcast, and I know there's a lot of podcasts that we've spoken on, okay? It's been nearly 10 years now.
Jesus?
No,
is
Lindsay,
Jesus coming
not,
back?
It's not Jesus, okay? Jesus is never coming
back.
There will not be a second return of Christ, Lindsay.
Okay.
What else we got coming?
We're talking about body parts.
Body parts.
Body parts. Just,
okay.
I can keep that on the down low.
Are you getting some work done?
No, I'm not getting, well, maybe.
Maybe.
Kind
maybe.
Of.
Very good. That's all coming up in the Snitcher Lens podcast.
Michael, I've come to realise that a lot of body parts, human body parts, are named after particular people. You've got Achilles heel, Adam's apple, John Thomas.
John Thomas?
The Grafen spot. The Grafenberg spot.
Wait, isn't John Thomas a nickname for you?
Yeah, down from
your penis. Yeah. Okay, right, I was just making sure. Pretty sure that's a nickname, mate. I don't think that's an actual name for it.
Well, what is Achilles heel?
Achilles heel is, that's what it's called.
No, it's got to have a scientific name.
No.
There is no scientific name.
Okay.
That's it. It's called an Achilles heel and Adam's apple. When I go into like a scientific like laboratory, I'm like, all right, what is this? Oh, this is the Lethrobium begins to snooker or some kind of medical name.
Mate, what I'm
and
saying.
And I was like, oh, this is the Adam's apple. And it's like, well, that's a bit.
No. What I'm saying is John Thomas is much more of a colloquial term for a penis than it is for an actual Achilles heel.
Well, what about the Grafenberg spot? That's not.
Oh,
you know what that is?
Oh, I know. Where is it?
Well, just think about it. The graph.
Oh, right.
Took you a moment.
Well, took me a while to find that one.
I had to do some research for that one.
Took me a while to find it.
I was like, oh, no way. It's named after someone. That's awesome.
Mm.
But, like, this is what I'm getting at.
Yeah.
We got all these names for body parts. They're just names. Okay?
Yeah.
And there's another one. We're bringing bundle of hills. Bundle of his. I don't even know what that is. I think it's a bundle of nerves in your heart. Keep the electronic pulses going.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, there's a lot of names.
I want to be named after something. I want to leave a legacy. Mm. I want to be named after a body part.
I think you've already kind of...
I want the Lindsay something.
You kind of missed the train on that one, mate. I think you need to be a doctor to have stuff named after you. Either that or
Adam's apple, he wasn't a doctor.
Or like a Greek
Achilles
god.
Heel wasn't a
mate,
doctor.
Okay, no, I'm not going to say that. All right. So let's say... You know, you've got to be pretty famous, all right? Like the first man ever alive, according to the Bible.
Okay,
you know?
Yeah.
That's a pretty famous dude.
Yeah.
Achilles.
He was a warrior.
Greek or Roman.
He was a Greek. He was a Greek warrior?
Yeah, Greek warrior. So.
Struck him down on his heel.
So far, tick those off the list. You're neither of them.
Okay, I'm none of those, and I'm not a doctor.
No.
But surely, like, I can be named after something. Is there something that we haven't named yet?
You better discover something, I reckon. Either that or grow something that hasn't been seen before, mate.
What, like a third arm or something?
Give it a
That's
go.
That's Lindsay's third arm.
Yeah, just stand in front of some radium for a bit. See what happens.
See what?
And then you can name that, and if anybody else has it, it'll be called that. But I'm pretty sure that the entire body, it's kind of been done, you know?
It's taken.
Yeah. I feel like, I don't know, there's a lot of doctors out there. I feel like they've kind of explored it a fair bit.
What about something that doesn't like, has a name but doesn't have a human name? Can we rename something?
So you want to nickname something?
Yeah.
There's not too many things that I know that have just a scientific name. Most things have nicknames. Like you were saying, the Achilles heel, I'm sure it's called something different, but...
I don't think it is.
They're all taken.
That's a bit of a shame.
It is a bit of a shame, mate.
So, like, we've maxed out on human names.
We've kind of maxed out the names on the body, mate. You're going to have to start on other stuff, all right?
What about, like, the tip of your eyelashes? Is that name taken? Lindsay's
pretty sure
tips.
Pretty
Can we
sure
call it Lindsay's tips?
Lindsay's tips. Lindsay's tips.
Lindsay's tips. What about something else? What about the scunge under your fingernails?
I'm pretty
I
sure
get that.
Can we? You know, I bet that there's a scientific name.
There can't be a name.
There would have to be scientific.
Are we going to stop the this segment now, this break, and say, okay, we're looking up the name. What if it's named after someone else? That'd be pretty dog, wouldn't it?
That'd be sucky. What if it was called Snitch's Scunge? And my uncle from hundreds of years ago, and they just snaked you on it. Like the one thing you were going to get.
You got a legacy.
Snitch got there. Well, it's not the best legacy in the world. I'm named after the shit that accumulates under your fingernails. Congratulations.
You win.
You win life. That's fantastic. Hi, I'm Achilles. How you doing? Snitch's Gaming Corner. Lindsay, it's time for Snitch's Gaming Corner.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if you could tell by that intro that it is time for it.
Yeah, that's the qualified intro.
Yeah.
The certified introduction of Snitch's Gaming Corner.
And, I mean, it's high time to do it as well, being that E3 has just recently happened.
E3, the biggest gaming conference in the world.
Yep. 100%.
Just happened. Big announcements.
Lensman, let's go through some of these games. Because
I'm pumped. I want to hear what you have
really
to say.
Are you pumped, are you? Because I am 100% the complete opposite.
What do you mean?
Completely disappointed. Let's just have a look at some of these pieces of shit they're putting in.
No, whoa.
First off the ranks, Super Smash Brothers.
Amazing.
Yeah, you're going to release another one? Yeah. Ever seen Street Fighter? Total copy of
they're
it.
They're totally different.
Total copy in this one. Look, let's get Street Fighter, make it a bit smaller, and make him jump around a little bit more. Seen it.
No, but now you can customize Wii characters.
You know what that is, Lensman? That's plagiarism. That's a crime. Okay? No. Next one. Done.
No.
All right? Watch Dogs. Yeah? What? More like what dogs? Because the last thing I want to do is sit around watching a house waiting for someone to walk past and start barking at them, all right?
No!
I'll pass.
You've misinterpreted. It's just a title, man. Yes. It's a really good game.
It's always just a title. Yeah, okay, all right. Next one.
It's about
Transformers, The Rise of the Darkspark.
Wow,
look, don't get me wrong. I'm a big Transformers fan, just like the next guy, all right?
Yeah.
I love them, but no one's going to play this game. All right.
Why not?
Games are for kids. And last time I checked, Transformers weren't for kids, okay?
Well, no, whoa.
Yep.
What are you
it's
talking about?
It's an adult field, all right?
No, it's going to be.
Rethink it, guys.
It's going to be.
Rethink it.
Remember playing with them, and now you can actually do it in the virtual reality of.
Okay. Last but not least, Lensman. Mario Kart 8.
Oh, man.
One word.
Sold 1.2 million.
One word, Lindsay. No, one noise, okay? For this.
Oh.
Look, if I wanted to race around karts, okay, I'd go down to my cousin's illegal kart track and cockfighting ring, okay? That's where I'd go.
No, but you can't shoot shells. You can't do rubber banding. You can't do fire jumping.
Man, this is just all, you know, it's useless, okay?
No, it's really, really good.
Get out in the real world. Stop getting around on your Wiis. And your Wii 3s or whatever they are.
Wii 3s?
Yeah, whatever the new ones are. I don't know. And your Xbox 4s, okay? And get outside. Have a little bit of fun, all right?
This is fun.
E3 gamers, okay? Useless.
So you...
Done. That's the E3 review.
Disappointed.
Finished. Yeah, 100% D-. Disappointed minus,
no,
okay?
A-triple-plus.
A-triple-plus my ass.
It's been a really good E3. Yep, like, really, 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 really. Like, Nintendo won it. Nintendo came out of nowhere.
Call me when they release a good version of Tetris again, okay? That's what I want.
No one. Yuck. Tetris. Sad day today, Michael.
Why?
Well, I got a bit of space news. Space news.
With sad day and space news. That's never good.
I know.
That's like what? Challenger, you know?
Yeah, that's
Columbia.
Yeah. And meteorites. No. And Pluto no longer being a planet. That was a sad day.
Was it sad?
I feel it was. Yeah. We have one less planet in the solar system.
I didn't cry any tears that day.
Well, this is what you're going to cry tears about, Michael, because for me and 50 to 75% of the human race have now been denied the right to travel to Mars.
Really?
Yes.
I noticed you didn't say me, though. Why am I excluded
from this? Well, okay. Extroverts.
Yeah.
People who are, you know, enjoy a social outing, enjoying people's company.
Oh, I see.
are believed to be not adequate or not suitable kind of astronauts to go to Mars.
Oh, yeah. I totally agree.
What? No, hey.
Totally agree. 100%.
No, because if the article
NASA
says...
bang on.
The article says that people extroverts are too chatty, too confronting, and frankly, too annoying. Which I think is wrong. I think you need to keep the morale up in a space environment.
Since the moon landing have they been so dead on with that something, I reckon. That is beautiful. Yeah, fantastic.
No.
Good, well, book me in for a Mars trip because I'm good to go.
Yeah, right? You're an introvert. That's
fine.
I'm an
introvert. I'm so quiet, I can be neither seen nor heard. Okay?
Well, no.
I could be on the spaceship and people not even know I'm on it.
It's like, where'd Snitch go?
Yeah, where'd Snitch go? Oh, no, he's just sitting there. Just hasn't been saying anything for hours on end.
Oh, hang on. Okay, well, you know what? I'll pull a recording together about us traveling to Mars. What would we really like to be an extrovert and an introvert just traveling to Mars for 3 years? Morning, Snitch!
Oh, Lince. Jesus, it's...
How?
I haven't even had my morning coffee yet, all right?
Did you enjoy your space sleep in your space suit?
It was very good. It was, it was restful, thank you.
Okay. Well, I've got you some warm space coffee here.
Well, be careful of that, mate. It's zero gravity here. That's not boiling hot, is it?
Well, no. It's, you know, it's been warmed up in a tube. Let me just squirt it out for you.
Oh, man, you cut my arm.
Sorry, just lick it off.
No, I'm going to have to go for a space shower now. God, Lins, man, this is awful.
Oh, man, can't wait to get to Mars. I cannot wait to get to Mars. Sorry about the coffee, but, like, man, just thinking about Mars, does that make you so excited? What do you think Mars is going to be like? Do you think, like, what do you reckon the weather's going to be like? Do you reckon it's going to be hot? Do you reckon it's hot because it's red, like the red planet?
I don't know.
Just
let me wash this off, all right?
Okay,
calm down, Jesus.
Why do you think it will be hot? Like, do you reckon it will be hot because it's red? But does red mean it's hot? Some girls are really hot, but they don't dress in red.
The towel's behind you, move.
Okay, sorry, mate. Okay, here's some towels. Hey, did you see that star the other day? It's pretty good, eh?
Yeah, I saw it. It was all right.
Like, it's like every other star, but it was different. It was a little bit brighter. Did you notice that, Snitch?
I didn't notice it, mate. How many stars have we gone past? Like billions.
Well, you know, it's different. It's different in a way.
Get out of the bathroom, all right?
Okay.
Why are you always following me around the spaceship?
Well, it's only you and me here and Jackson. Who's piloting the shuttle.
Yeah, well, I like chatting to Jackson more. He's a little bit quieter than you.
No need to get offensive. You know, we're meant to be friends here.
Let's go up the back.
You know, NASA gave put me on board to raise morale. Okay, so I can see
why they didn't want you to come now.
What do you mean?
I didn't say anything. Come on, we're going to do some scientific tests up here. Hold this.
Okay, what's this?
It's a test tube, all right?
Okay, cool.
Don't drop it.
What tests are we doing? Are we testing the gravity or...
We're testing water. Frogs. So, hold on to
it. We got frogs on board?
Yeah, we got frogs on board.
Are we going to eat these frogs later?
No, we're not going to eat the frogs.
Are we going to introduce them to Mars?
No, we're not.
Are they going to be a pest on Mars?
We're going to do the standard test that we're set to do, all right?
Okay. Hey, did you see the latest post on Facebook?
You know I'm not on Facebook, all right?
It's just like you, me, and Jackson.
I like to remain private. You know how I am.
Yeah, I know, but it's really hard when it's only you, me, and Jackson on Facebook.
The last thing I want to see is all your caps lock updates every time we go past a bright star.
It's
okay? I'm done with it.
Did you see that dust? It was nuts. So how long do you want me to shake this thing for?
Just keep shaking it, mate. Keep shaking it.
Okay, I'm just going to keep it.
Keep it down, will you?
Just practicing the trumpet, man. Just thought I'd light up this scientific experiment with a bit of music.
Why would you bring a trumpet on a space flight? I already asked you questions about your drum kit.
Yeah.
No, I didn't mean for you to play it.
Why? It's perfect for any joke. Just like, hey, you ever heard of...
Great start, mate.
It's like, what do they call?
Even better start.
I can't think of something. What do they call something on Mars? I don't know. I can't think of anything. But I'm sure. You know what? When we get to Mars, we'll have a whole new chance to rewrite history. History on Mars begins with us.
Yeah, it sure does, mate.
What about the Olympics?
Why are you talking? Why don't you just step into this room over here?
Okay. What room's this?
Just move in there, right?
It's part of the cozy.
It's part of the experiment.
No!
It's this button, isn't it? Oh, a little bit of peace and quiet. Oh, that's some good space coffee.
Snitch him on the outside!
Now, Linz, man.
Yeah.
Mentioned we're on holidays. It's very exciting.
It is.
You're on school holidays because you're a teacher.
That's right. So. I'm sleeping in on the mornings. Just like.
Look at you, you lazy bastard.
What do you mean lazy?
Yeah, just sleeping in on mornings and your holidays.
What are you doing?
This is what I'm talking about, okay? This is what you're still living. You're still living a child's life, my friend.
What's wrong with that?
Because what I realized now that I'm on holidays is just how different my holidays are now. Can you remember back to long, long ago when we were children, Lindsay?
Yeah.
I know it's hard to remember. It was a long time ago.
Yeah, about 2 years ago.
Yeah, yeah. For you, maybe. But it's just so different now. Because like my priorities when I was on holidays, when I was young,
yeah,
youngish, was number one, play as much Dreamcast as possible.
Oh, okay. Dreamcast, yep.
Clearly, okay. Avoid the sun at all costs.
Go white and pale.
Go in the sun if you can avoid it, okay? And also, wank nonstop. Just if there is a spare moment in there between Dreamcast and lying and sleeping.
And we R-rated this podcast.
Mate, we don't have to.
Explicit.
Because people need to know that is what teenage guys.
That's what teenage guys do, yeah, exactly.
If there's a spare moment, you're going to be wanking.
Well, help, Micah, now. Tell me. Just peek around like, anyone home?
Yeah,
no.
No. Well. You know.
Up to it.
It's sleep or wank. It's one or the other. Okay.
Well, how has your holidays changed now?
This is no word of a lie, my priorities for this holiday, okay? I'm only off for a week.
Okay.
Okay. Number one, I've got to do my tax, okay? Because I haven't done my tax in a couple of years. It's not good.
Okay.
Like, there's probably, like, a fine in the mail or something. I don't even know how tax works. You know more about it than I do.
Not really. No, not really. I don't know nothing about
okay,
tax.
Fantastic. So, I'm screwed either way. Okay? Yeah. I've got to do tax. I've got to get fit, okay? Now, when did we have to worry about getting fit?
I'm getting fit. I walked this morning. I went for a walk. I couldn't even run. That's how out of shape I am. I had to go for a walk. Like a 60-year-old man.
We are 26, 27 bordering on 80, you
yeah,
and I.
It's not even funny. It's not even funny
like,
how...
Stop laughing. It's awful.
It's really bad.
So that's number two on my priority. The second one is I'm going to come into work and finish some work stuff.
Ugh.
When did that happen? When did I want to go to a job during my holidays?
I've got the same thing.
Yeah.
Preparing lessons for the school term, next school term.
And the last one. And the least liked of all of them is to clean my apartment. Because my apartment's filthy. It's disgusting. What has happened to my life? And
I got to stop you there.
Okay.
I got to stop you there. Yes, your apartment is filthy.
Yeah.
But you talked to me today saying, hey, I'm thinking of hiring a cleaner.
Okay, well, that has got to do with the apartment cleaning. Okay,
I've been cleaning it. You're thinking about cleaning it. And then saying, no, I don't want to clean it.
No, this is the priorities. Number one is find a cheap cleaner. And if I can't do that, I have to clean it myself.
So it's you're just postponing it.
Yeah, basically.
So living amongst the filth.
Yeah. By the way, also on my list is the fact that I now have a completely separate list, which is all the stuff I have to do with my girlfriend as well.
Oh.
Yeah, and we all know that
We
list.
All have that list.
We've all got that list.
It's like, what bonding experience are we having with our girlfriends? What are we going to do with our girlfriends to make them happy?
How are we going to appease them? I think that's the question. Yes, Lindsay. So this is just how much it's changed.
Yeah.
Now, Lindsay, man, this is what I want to ask you, okay?
Yeah.
What are your priorities for this holiday? Because I've got a feeling they're going to stray a little bit from mine.
Well, to be honest, they're very similar to your teenage.
Yeah, well,
except your third priority is probably my first priority.
That's what I was hoping it was going to be like. I was hoping that it was going to go along the same lines as me at 13 to you at 27.
There's nothing really.
Nothing's changed.
Nothing has changed. Yeah. Nothing has changed for me, except I may do some exercise.
And that's a very, very soft may, isn't
yes.
it?
Yes.
Yeah, just like your stomach.
Recently, I went to a spa with my girlfriend.
Wow.
That
Look
was,
at you.
That was a new experience.
Was that your idea?
No.
No, it wasn't. No, of course, that's not. That's not a Lindsay idea.
You know, it's on the list to please her, so you can tick that one off.
It wasn't your idea, though.
Wasn't my idea.
That's not a Lindsay idea. That's not playing Rayman. Is it? No.
No, it's not.
No, it's not playing a video game. Okay, yeah.
Anyway, so went to a spa. I've never been to a spa. Like, this was kind of like a new experience for me.
I gotta say, I've never been to a proper, like, health spa, like, day spa style thing.
Neither did I.
You know what that is? That's a real adult thing to do.
It is. It really, really is. And it's like, sometimes you get stressed at work, and it's like, man, I wouldn't mind going to get a massage.
I think a massage is cool, but a spa, that's like the entire treatment, though, isn't it? That's the whole kit and caboodle.
It was, and I think What I freaked out about was the massage. Because, okay, get this. I went with my girlfriend as like a couple thing.
Yeah, of course.
Great, awesome.
Wait, you thought you were going to get a hot girl or something?
Well, I did.
Yeah?
I did get a hot...
Nice.
Massage. Masseuse? It's a masseuse, isn't it?
It's a masseuse.
Yeah, I got a hot masseuse and so did she.
Yeah.
But they put us in the same room.
Right.
Not in separate rooms, okay? So we can see each other.
Yeah, that's cool.
Now, I haven't had a massage before and I didn't know what it would be like.
What did you think it was going to be?
I didn't think it would be that good. It was really good.
This is a great review for whatever place you went to. It was really good.
This is the problem, though.
Oh.
There is, like, when she's, like, getting her fingers in there and just, like, pushing, like, because no one's ever touched your body like that before.
Can I hazard a guess?
Yeah.
Was there a couple of groans going on?
Yeah, that was some groans.
But knowing you, you're a very vocal guy.
This is the problem. This is the problem. I felt like I couldn't groan, but I really wanted to. Like, I was just like,
why can't you groan?
Because my girlfriend is right next to me.
So it just shows you're enjoying it.
Yeah, but like, what if she thinks like I'm really enjoying it? And that was another thing is that she was really hot.
I'm
just in a towel.
If you turn around, okay, it's different if she turns around and you pitch in a tent, mate. So
that's a bit different.
That's a little different. But I think you have to groan when you're getting a massage. That's the whole point. It's just getting that stress out of you, you know?
But I had to hold the stress in. I felt like
that massage has been for nothing now. I hope you're happy.
It was more stressful to have the massage. I don't know. It's just like, if my girlfriend wasn't here, I feel like I'd groan a lot more. It just felt really good.
Was she groaning?
No, she wasn't groaning.
She was being silent.
She was being silent.
So
and that kind
of
like.
You were both stressing, that's why.
No, she wasn't. She was just like.
You guys need to have the groan cone, okay? This is just a cone where anyone can groan, mate.
Okay.
You just need to have a chat. Be like, next time we get a massage, we can both groan, all right? Groaning's natural. It's human, all right?
Okay.
Neither of us are getting off on this.
Yeah, it's not sexual,
yeah.
But
it's just releases stress.
It's definitely, it's in the pseudo-sexual range.
Okay,
it's definitely there.
Maybe don't say that to
her. Okay, it's not there, but you know.
It's in the pseudo-sexual range.
It's in that ballpark somewhere.
All right, yeah, there's nothing sexual about it, though.
But there are elements.
There's stress relief.
Okay, yeah, there we go. Stress relief.
And when it comes to stress relief, sexual sometimes lies under that subheading.
Exactly.
But it's not that one.
It's not that one.
No.
It's not the one I share with you.
Absolutely.
It just happens to be the one I'm sharing with masseuse.
Yeah. Exactly.
So it's okay to grow.
Totally fine. Man.
See, I wish we had this chat before I went in.
You know what you got to do next time? Take me along, all right?
What?
And I will groan like a motherfucker. I'll just be like, argh! I'm going to sound like a hippopotamus trying to give birth to a goddamn washing machine.
I'm not getting a massage with you.
How about this? All right, take me along and I'll give you guys the massage, all right? Because then that's fine.
You're not touching me. You're not oiling up and
fine.
No, because
don't
you're
worry
not
about
a hot
it, mate.
Chick.
We've known each other for ages, okay? It'll be fine. Just get the oil on, I'll do the massage, and everyone will be comfortable.
Seriously, if I go for a massage and you walk out of the curtains, I'm going to freak out.
Lindsay's just going to be walk out of there, just every muscle in his body tensed. Lindsay, man.
Yeah.
I can't wait for smart cars. And you know what the ones I'm talking about?
Smart cars?
Like the little ones, the real little ones.
Oh, yeah. Like the Google car.
Yeah, but like really short, you know, squishy ones. You know the ones I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can't wait until they're cool, Lindsay Van. Because I'm going to buy one.
Why aren't they cool now?
They're not cool, mate. When you see some guy driving a tiny little smart car,
yeah,
you can't honestly say that you're like, man, tops.
Tops. That guy is masculine.
That
guy is
the coolest, all right? This is above a Maserati right here.
Yeah.
I
saw a Ferrari on the way in. If I saw a Ferrari next to a smart car, smart car would have had it.
It's a lie. It's a goddamn lie, and you know it. You look at one of those smart cars and you think, what a wanker. What a goddamn wanker. Little inner city bastard. What are you doing? All right?
Well, he cares about but he's caring about the environment.
Exactly. And that's why I'm saying I'm all for it, Lens Man. Because smart cars, to me, they make sense to me. All right?
Okay, yeah, they make sense. Yeah.
They do make sense because I have no stuff. You've seen how little stuff I have. just in general.
Yeah, you don't have much.
I have nothing.
Yeah.
I travel.
You're like a monk.
So light.
Yeah.
Yeah. I have barely anything in my bedroom, and it's got probably to do with the fact that I've moved like 5 times in the past 5 years.
So you just throw away that you don't, anything you don't
anything
keep.
Anything I don't need, it's gone in the bin. Yeah. All right? It's just like.
Or to like St. Vinny's, you know, just like.
Yeah, I know, I'm charitable. Yeah, I'll give that away. Do you want a suit, by the way? I've got an old suit that I don't need anymore.
Oh, I'm going to a funeral tomorrow. Yeah, I do need a suit.
Perfect. There we go. We'll sort that out later. But, Linsmere, I love the smart cars, though. I'm going to buy one because they're tiny. They get into small spaces, right? You've seen me park. I'm the worst parker in the world.
You can't.
I'm terrible.
You can't drive anymore. You haven't driven for like 4 years now.
Well, I was going to say, I'm not a bad driver. I'm a good driver.
Just a bad parker.
I'm a shit parker, though. I cannot park for crap. This car, man, my dog could park this car, okay? It's so easy.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure they come with one of those automatic parking things now.
Yeah, they might.
Perfect, yeah. Hey, speed? Forget about it. I don't need speed.
You don't...
I don't barely need to go above 40.
You don't
really.
Even need a license for those cars.
Yeah, exactly. It should be like a scooter in Queensland. You know scooters in Queensland? You don't need a license to ride them.
Really?
Yeah, don't need a license. You can just ride them around. I think you need a car license, but you don't need a motorbike license for it.
That's unreal.
Yeah. It's fine, all right? I don't see any downside to the fact to having a smart car at all.
Okay.
Apart from the fact that it looks lame as hell.
It does look pretty lame.
As I get older, I'm finding that looking cool is becoming way less of a priority. Okay?
Well.
Way less.
Okay, way, way less.
Way, way less. So I'm saying when the smart cars come out.
You're getting one.
I'm going to get one. I mean, they're out now, but when the smart cars come out and people aren't just like so turned off by them, like
I don't think people
when you drive past girls, they just dry up like raisins. You know what I mean? That's
okay.
The kind of
it's pruning
vibe
girls.
It's got at the moment. Yeah.
Well, just go for it. Who cares what people think?
Because I don't have a car at the moment, so I could buy one. They're not expensive, surely.
I don't think. Oh, I think they are quite expensive.
Are they?
Because they think,
okay, also,
they
like,
think they're cool.
I want to put a stipulation on the price when they get cheap as well.
Okay.
I figured they were cheap because there's barely anything to them. They look like they're made of cardboard. So I figured there's
kind of are.
Yeah. Are they electric too? You can get electric ones.
I'm sure you can. Toyota's releasing a fuel hydrogen car. Get that one.
Watch this space, Lens, man.
Watch this space, man. You could crash into someone and cause a hydrogen bomb to go off.
I don't think that's how they work.
That's how they work.
That's not how they work.
That's the big thing of holding them back. It's like, we can't trust people because if they crash,
they will destroy an entire city.
Yeah, that's
that
the problem.
That is not the reason.
That's the reason.
I don't think they've got hydrogen fusion happening.
They have hydrogen going on in them.
Is it fusion, though?
You can still use
hydrogen as a fuel without using it. Look, it's getting too technical now. Just calm down with the technical stuff.
Smart cars.
Point is, I want to get a smart car, okay? I want to drive it around and not look like a wanker. And I want to do it soon, all right?
Well, you can't do any of those. Those three things can't. You've got to choose two. You can either drive one round soon, but you're going to still look like a wanker. That's it.
Is it worth it? I'm already a bit of a wanker as it is.
Do you want to dig deeper? You can. You can get out of that wanker hole if you want. But if you want to infuse yourself in the wanker hole.
Like, once I've bought the car, I'm in there for life.
That's it.
Yeah.
You're done.
I'm done.
You're in the wanker hole. There's no escape.
Oh, it could be worse. I mean, I could be buying a Commodore.
There is a new line of action heroes, female action heroes, hitting the stores, Michael.
Really?
Yeah. Two mums have got together and decided, you know what?
Uh-oh.
We need more female action heroes, which I'm fine with.
I'm cool with that.
I'm fine with that.
I'm worried when it's two mums getting together.
It's like when mums get together.
You know what screams cool? Two mums getting together to make something. Just the teenagers and... I'm not sure if they're for like little kids. That makes sense.
They're actually for little kids until they help young girls, which is fine.
Yeah.
But it's also for male collectors too. So just but it just screams a little bit lame. It's just like
it does.
When mums do things like don't forget a sweater. Here's some homemade soft drink. It's just like.
When does that ever happen? It happens.
Mums just do things. It's like,
here's some homemade soft drink.
I don't know.
My mum has never made me homemade soft drink in my life.
But like, it just got me thinking things my mum has done. Just like, mum, can you not do that? Can you not embarrassing? Can you not start a superhero brand? Because that's really kind of embarrassing.
You got to feel for their kids,
yeah,
don't you?
You got to.
What does your mum do? She's an accountant. What does your mum do? Oh, she's an architect. What does your mum do? She creates superhero toys.
Oh, Mum, don't do that. Can you not put it in the school flyer?
Yeah,
can you not?
Please
can
don't.
You not say ask Lindsay about them? Because that would be helpful.
Don't try and sell it at your Tupperware parties. Come on, let's not do this. All right.
But just got me thinking things that mums do, just embarrassing things. It's like, but like, what has your mum done that's embarrassing, Snitch Man?
Yeah, you know I can't talk about my mum on the podcast, mate.
Oh, why not?
I can't. You know the deal with my mum.
My mum's done some like silly things. But your mum,
my mum has never done anything silly.
What do you mean?
She's just
everyone does.
My mum is infallible. My mum is the gospel. I shan't be putting any bad words towards her on this.
No
podcast.
Blasphemy.
I would like to say, Lindsay, that my mum, being the 26-year-old man that I am right now, still scares the ever-loving shit out of me. I will not be saying a bad word about her on this podcast, okay? And you cannot say that she does not, okay?
Well, can you tell us a story?
Well, she's a scary lady.
I don't think she wants to be known as a scary lady. I think she wants to be known as a nice lady.
Okay, let me put it this way. It's not that she's scary, okay?
She just scares you.
You don't want to be on the wrong side of my mother, okay?
Okay.
This is what my mother's background. She is a teacher of probably 25, 30 years now.
Yeah, something like that, yeah.
And she's taught in some rough schools. Some real rough schools. And she is seriously...
Battle-hardened.
She's got a thick skin. You can't get through that skin with nothing.
Well,
I can just tell now that her ears are pricking up about the fact that I'm just merely talking about her. Okay, this is actually what happened once. This is how I will describe how scary my mom is. This happened last year.
Okay. Are you okay? Are you sure you want to tell this story?
I'm sweating already, Lindsay.
Are you going to get hiding?
I'm sweating bullets already.
Okay, okay.
My mum, I had a digital camera. It was my mum's digital camera.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
I used it for a uni project quite a while ago. I dropped it and I broke it.
Okay, okay. Okay. We've got that on tape.
She already knows this. Okay,
you dropped it. Yeah.
I managed to keep this under wraps for a good 5 years. And I managed to keep it under wraps by maybe putting one of my friends under the bus and giving them the blame.
Saying that someone, one of our good friends.
I did not ever say that it was him that did it, but he borrowed the camera after I had broken it.
Oh.
And then mum may have assumed that he'd broken it.
And you never thought to correct your mother.
They never see each other, so there was never any kind of awkwardness or blame going on there. Mum just assumed.
I feel there was some kind of blame from your mother.
Oh, just a little bit.
I was like,
not that much though.
Have you seen Jim recently, Lindsay? I'm like, no, why? He was like, well, he owes me a camera.
Oh,
I was like, okay.
Well,
don't know what that's about.
So that was like a year after I'd broken it that he'd borrowed it.
Yeah.
And I managed to keep it up for 4 years after that before I was willing to break the news to my mum. I got to 25 years old and I'm like, all right, you're a 25-year-old guy now, Michael. It's time to come clean about the camera. We don't even have the camera anymore. But it was just eating away at my soul. And like I told my mum, she was totally fine with it. And she's just like, and this is verbatim what she said to me. She said, do I scare you that much, Michael? And I said, yes, you do. You scare me that much, Mum. You truly do. You are scary. And she is fantastic and the best mother alive. And I shan't be saying anything else.
What else are you living in fear about?
I can't talk about it. All right? She's already running here like the Terminator right now. Lens Man, it is that time of the week again.
Oh, what time?
It is time for the only segment that we have an intro to, so we all know what it is. Questions.
Oh, man. This takes me back.
It does, doesn't it?
To like
1930s.
No, you know, 6 weeks ago when we first introduced it.
All that, yeah. All that as well. It does take us back to that. Well, what a success this segment has turned out to be.
It has. It really has. I just love the back.
Successful comedy, successful music in the background, success all around, Linsman.
Yes.
Let's kick straight into it. I believe you've got a question.
I have a question.
Now, this is breaking the mold a bit.
We are breaking the mold, but, you know, I thought of this question. I was like, could this be a thing? Now, every car has a license plate, right?
Right, yep.
Now, what if your license plate falls off?
Yeah.
Can you, with the dust and dirt of the back windshield, just write the numbers and letters in that? Does that count?
That's not a bad idea, I'm not going to lie. I've heard worse ideas.
It's not a bad idea. Does that, like, satisfy the law? because the numbers
I'm
and letters
are there. I'm going to say 100% negative on that one.
Why not?
Just hazard a guess.
Why do you need a bit of yellow and black metal to say that this is a legitimate thing?
I think mainly because it shows up on traffic cameras. Because that's what it's meant to do.
I guess you'd be pretty stuffed on a rainy day when it all washed away.
Yeah, and especially because you're writing it from the inside, so it's backwards on the outside. That's probably the reason.
E's look like threes. Yeah, yep. That's a bit of a problem.
It's not good. It's not good. Second question coming from Yahoo Answers this time. This is a real corker right here. Are Japanese people born knowing kung fu?
Yes.
Legitimate question. And absolutely.
Absolutely they are. Yeah. They all start off at least as a red belt.
Yeah, yeah. I know a lot of Japanese people, and every time we're hanging out and eating sushi or something, they're catching flies with the chopsticks.
Exactly.
Just like in Karate Kid. Just like that.
Just like that. And they always wax on, wax off. It's amazing.
Every time. You ever seen them waxing a car? It's the exact same thing.
Same thing.
Same thing, mate. Same thing. Answered. Lensman, this is the third and final. Let's get the quickest questions ever.
Okay.
Third and final question. How do you properly summon a demon?
I've heard different things.
I have. Does it involve a Ouija board at all?
I thought it you had to sacrifice a goat.
Is that a thing that we have to do these days?
Maybe not. Maybe there's do we have an app? Can we get an app to get Satan on the phone?
It's got like the spells in it and stuff.
Yeah,
and
we just quickly just say a few things and then Satan's there.
Yeah, or can we just get Siri to say them for us?
Yeah.
So then technically it's not your onus. Like, you haven't summoned it, Siri has.
I was like, sorry, Satan, but Siri wanted you.
Yeah, so you can take it up with her.
Yeah.
What if you ended up taking it up with the voice actor that voiced Siri?
Then we got problems.
Yeah, well, I mean, she's got problems. That's questions for this week. We're done. Oh, Lens Man.
Yo, man.
It's time for a segment. Oh, it's not a segment at all.
We tricked the audience.
It's an outro.
Outro. Outro time.
That's it for the Snitchel Lens podcast for this week. If you want to check us out online, jump on the Facebook page, facebook.com/snitchandlens or twitter.com/snitchandlens as well. We're very active on there.
Yeah.
As you might have noticed.
And we're going to get more active and more connected.
Lots of stuff coming.
There's a lot of stuff in the pipeline.
Yeah, absolutely. There's always stuff in the pipeline, but it's starting to get a little crowded in there. So someone's going to pop out the end.
Something's going to shoot out like a cannon.
Yeah.
So watch out.
Yeah. Whoa, it's going to be intense. But until then, Lens Man.
Spread the love.
You've been listening to Snitch and Lens.